Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I'd love to read just a short passage, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3, where the text says, "Those who control their tongue will have a long life." Man, I got to tell you, folks, my mouth can get me in trouble. And most folks are like that, but I speak for a living. And honestly, man, I am living proof that if you speak mostly in crowds and you speak long enough, you will say something that you regret or do something you know is just goofy. I've had my share of both. The text says those who control their tongue will live a long life. And based on that, man, I should be dead already. But today, I encourage you to recognize that the most powerful part of your body is your mouth. The most powerful part of your body is your tongue. What we say matters. What we say and mean really matters. And what we pop off in sarcasm really hurts. I am terrible about that. And the Lord is really doing a work in my life to break me of that. But today, I encourage you to spend some time with the Lord and allow Him to give you direction. Let Him give you power and let Him give you peace over maybe what you've already said or what you're about to say. So would you join me in this time of prayer before we meditate? Lord, allow my tongue, my mouth, my words, my vocabulary to be honoring unto You, that it may never embarrass You and may never try to beat someone down. God, I recognize that my voice carries much weight, and especially with You. And Lord, would You forgive me for I fall so short on managing and suppressing my voice. Now, friend, draw attention to your breath. Just breathe deeply and just breathe quietly. Just get at peace. Maybe pull over the side of the road, get off of the hamster wheel, get off of the treadmill, find a place of solitude and quietude. And then tell the Lord that you love Him. Tell the Lord that you are trusting Him today to control your tongue. Ask the Lord to seek and to search any wicked way that is within you, especially something you've said that's harmful and you may not even know it, but let Him bring it to the top of your head and the tip of your tongue that you might confess it before Him. Just draw in a deep breath now. Settle in and hear from the Lord. Let the Lord tell you the way He wants to reshape your vocabulary, your words, your mouth, your tongue. Allow the Lord to speak into your life truth. Let Him speak into your life love and discernment. And let Him speak into your life the ability to speak in love at all times, in truth at all times. And let your voice be something that is honoring to Him. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, it's always good to spend some time with the Lord. And let me remind you again of Proverbs 13:3. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Today, my friend, let the Lord Jesus control your tongue. Let all that you say, let all of your attitudinal thoughts, let them all be directed toward honoring Him, and you can't go wrong. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.